Hey, Dane, how you doing?
Great, thanks. How are you guys?
All right. I appreciate you calling in. Are you still celebrating here on a Wednesday after a big win there in Mid-Ohio?
Not celebrating, but still pretty happy about it.
Still pretty happy. Well, I was expecting that, just considering looking back at some of the stats. I didn't realize that it had been since July of 2017 since you visited Victory Lane. How big was this for you?
Yeah, in IMSA anyway. Yeah, won a different championship the week before, which was nice. But
right.
Yeah, it was never fun to have a bit of a dry spell. And we'd been really close and had a lot of pace and been running up front a whole bunch, but just hadn't quite been able to punch it all the way through. So it was definitely a nice sigh of relief to be able to finally get that one done. And now hopefully the floodgates will open and there's many more to come, hopefully here soon.
That's what they always say. Once you win that first one, it's all more to come after that, and you can only hope. But we look back at last year, and your teammates over in the 7 car won at Mid-Ohio last year and then went dry through the rest of the season. Where are you guys in comparison to the rest of the field in DPI, especially as you head in towards the second half of the season after Detroit?
I think we're in good shape now. I mean, last year it was good to get that win last year. We thought we'd get a couple, but yeah, it just didn't quite all come together. And the program was very new. A lot of people hadn't been in sports car racing, and it's, you know, it's tough work to put together a 2-car program with a new car, new package, and come out swinging. And essentially we're about a year behind all of the other manufacturers and all of the other teams who ran into 2017. So just kind of felt like we were playing a little bit of catch up and just trying to understand the race car and understand the races a little bit. So I feel like we have that kind of out of the way now a little bit. And now we're into the meat of it a little bit, and we know what to do. We have some notebooks from last year where we were kind of going to some of these racetracks for the first time and didn't know what to expect. So now we have that year worth of knowledge. So we're just so much better prepared now going into the season. So, and you've seen that, you know, already got another win. More podiums for both cars already to start the year. Both cars are in the top four in the championship as well. So I think we're in a really great place to make a strong push to contend for this championship down the home stretch here now.
And now that championship battle is very close. In fact, 8 points separate the top five. But I want to look a little bit more back at Mid-Ohio, because we all know that the weather was just a train wreck throughout the weekend. Luckily, Sunday was great. But Saturday for qualifying, you guys were back and forth with the Mazdas for the pole and Jarvis. What was your team telling you throughout that qualifying segment, how close you were, when you would get the lead and swap it back? Did you have much more to go after it?
Yeah, no, I think we did. I actually honestly left the session pretty frustrated because I didn't feel like I got the clear laps that I needed to produce the best time. You know, I did kind of 2 clear laps, and each time we went to the top of the charts, and then had a little bit of traffic from other people. You know, everyone's kind of on their own program trying to make themselves space or cool their tires or start a lap. So it sometimes can get a little bit difficult, especially at Mid-Ohio, being a little shorter than some of the other places, to find that space that you need to do a couple laps in a row. And as well, with the weather being so cold, and the track was kind of drying and getting better and better, you really needed to put together a couple laps in a row right at the end of the session. And I didn't really feel like that on the 6 car side, we got a chance to do that. I felt like I kind of got 2 in the middle and in different steps. So, yeah, they were keeping me posted, and 1 minute you'd be first, and next minute you were 5th or 6th or something. So it was changing all the time. So really all you can do is just try to do the best lap you can. But yeah, I really felt that we could have had a chance to go for pole. 3rd wasn't too bad, and obviously still put us in a good position up near the front to get a good start and get after the Mazdas there in the race. But
now, I was going to just ask you about that. Once you guys got into the race, you led 86 out of the 125 laps, I think, that were run. Just a real dominating performance by you guys. You started the race per IMSA rules for the driver that qualified. For our fans that don't really know much about that, how was the track when it started on Sunday for all the changes that had gone through? We saw a lot of cars getting off track.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the other part is that when you don't have that much, you know, representative running, you don't really know what to do with your race car for setup and handling wise. So it's kind of a bit of a shot in the dark. You know, it's almost like we showed up to the racetrack, and when you think about it another way, only the guys who qualified had ever really driven in the, you know, close to dry or full dry condition for lap time. So, you know, Juan, when Juan got in the car in the race, he hadn't done a lap in the dry. It was within probably 7 seconds of what he was going to have to do in the race. That's how much the track was changing at different times. So that was probably the hardest part of it. But and then again, we had some rain come through after qualifying again. So the track never really got its chance to kind of evolve over the weekend like we normally see. So you didn't really know what to expect, to be honest. And then even on the grid, it was cool and cloudy again that morning and then kind of cooled off all of a sudden. So I think the first stint was tough because you set your pressures for a cold condition, and then when the sun comes out and picks up 10 or 15 degrees of ambient, then your tires don't work so well anymore because they have too much air in them. So there was a little bit of that to contend with as well. But then the track was in good shape, and definitely hats off to Mid-Ohio and IMSA, who worked really hard over the weekend to try to keep it as clean and dry as possible, and as well to all the fans who came out and kind of stuck it out with us there in the mud.
And now, a lot of people know your co-driver, your teammate Juan Pablo Montoya, from multiple series of racing. How is it working with him as a teammate, and what does he bring to you and that race team?
It's a lot of fun, really, to be honest, to work with Juan. We have a really good kind of working relationship going right now. We're having a lot of fun and have a lot of trust and a lot of confidence in each other, which is really important when you're sharing a car. So, you know, one single guy can't do everything. So one guy has to qualify and the other guy has to be able to take it home to the finish. So you really need to have that confidence in one another that the other guy can do the job done and have it be constructive and work together for the good of the team and the car to make everything as good as it can be. And for him, he's been so many other places, you know, with Formula One and IndyCar and NASCAR. He's got a lot of different experiences from a lot of different teams and types of racing. So you're able to bring a lot of good ideas to the table that somebody who's kind of only been in one environment maybe wouldn't think of. So that's been really helpful for us, especially, you know, his F1 experience with, you know, how wild and crazy the electronics kind of stuff that they can do. He's always got some good ideas. And then for me, I've been predominantly in sports cars for about 10 years. So I've got a really good feel for how the races run and, you know, all the little kind of tricks and tips for driver changes and things like that. So I think we're able to kind of complement each other pretty well in that regard and, you know, keep pushing things forward, which is, you know, why Team Penske kind of did the driver pairings the way they were, with kind of a sports car guy in each car, like with Ricky and I, and then kind of an Indy car, another experienced guy alongside.
Now we're talking with Dane Cameron, co-driver of the number 6 Team Penske Acura. Dane, you kick off the second half of the season in a couple weeks at Detroit, and now the leader in your championship series is that Whelen Cadillac, who ended up winning at Detroit last year. Tell me about racing at Detroit and the challenges that you're going to face at that racetrack.
Yeah, it's anytime we go, so it's one of the two street courses, so temporary street courses that we go to. So we race in Long Beach as well on public roads, and then we go to Belle Isle Park in Detroit. So we take over the park there, line the roads with some concrete walls, and set ourselves up a racetrack. So it's super intense when you come there compared to being at a normal road course like Mid-Ohio, where there's a little bit of margin for error. There's some grass runoff, there's some gravel traps. You know, you can feel like you can push the limits a little bit and have a little bit of safety. But when you go to somewhere like Detroit that literally has no runoff except for a few, you know, shoots down the end of the straightaways, you have to be so focused and so perfect with how you drive the car and where you place it and the choices you make. So I really enjoy that type of racing. I think it's a lot of fun and brings the best out of me, and then I really like it. So, and it's also really, really bumpy. Mid-Ohio is pretty smooth now, so it's pretty different. Also, one other change is we're going from our standard length race, which is 2 hours and 40 minutes at Mid-Ohio, to just 100 minutes at Detroit, and probably only about one pit stop. So kind of a lot of pressure and one chance to get it right or wrong, so to speak. So you really, to win on the short street course races, you have to have a perfect day.
And that lot of pressure is going to be on the teams to get that car right when you guys show up. Dane, I want to ask you something before we wrap this up here. A lot of people, when they think of Penske Racing, they think about IndyCar and the captain's success there and NASCAR. But they're starting to notice a lot more in the fun interactions that you guys have, the Penske games. How much fun is that to interact with the other guys at Penske?
We have a good time doing the Penske games for sure. So it's we kind of do it all in about 2 days at the start of the year, and then they kind of filter them out throughout. It's about the only time we can get everybody together once, you know, all the cup season in particular kicks off. But it's a ton of fun, and it's really cool to see that people enjoy it. You know, I think a lot of the drivers now, with all the sponsors and manufacturers, you have to be pretty careful with what you do and say and post. So I think people really enjoy getting to see some personality and see us having a bit of fun and a bit of, you know, competition and some silly games and things like that is a good time. And we don't know anything about what they do until we get there and we start filming them. So we go in totally blind, having no idea what the PR team has come up with each year for that deal. So it's pretty cool. And they've done a great job. I'm sure it takes them quite a long time to organize and orchestrate and come up with the games. And then you really get to see how competitive everybody is, because everyone's trying to figure out a way to bend the rules somehow or win in some way. So, you can take drivers out of the race car, but they still want to win and still want to beat the other guy no matter what. But we have a ton of fun doing those things.
Race car drivers trying to bend the rules. Tell me it's not so. A lot of personality was definitely shown this past weekend at Mid-Ohio. A lot of happiness in victory lane. Congratulations, Dane, and best of luck the rest of the season.
Thank you so much.